Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's 4 minutes past nine.
Weather where you live.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Hello, 4 minutes past nine. Looking nice again today. Hot, humid bursts of sunshine. Any showers mainly over the hills, 28 and 80. 82? It's boiling. Tonight it's going to be pretty warm again and muggy, 16, 61. And then tomorrow, not quite as warm as today, but it's going to be pretty warm again and quite sunny. Bit of cloud around though, 26 and 79. Hot weekend.
Elliot Webb.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Finding myself doing that terribly British thing and moaning about how hot it is. We've been moaning about how cold it is. We moan about how hot it is. We moan when it rains. We moan when it doesn't rain. You know what? Just make the most of it. We've got weather.
One night in heaven. One night in heaven. You light up my love.
Heather Small with a big hair. An MP for One Night in Heaven, BBC Hereford and Worcester. I'll tell you what's on the show in a minute. I've been slightly sidetracked, I'll be honest. I just opened the paper. And you know, I just literally said a minute ago, it's going to be boiling this weekend. What could be nicer on a nice hot weekend than a lovely ice cream? You know, cool things down a little bit. Nice ice lolly. You know, or, you know, a 99 or something like that. Oh, lovely. And literally, first page I opened in the paper, this is in the Daily Mail today. And health warnings about ice lollies. See, there is nothing that you can do anymore that is good for you. Everything is bad for you. So I've given up. What I'm going to do, instead of worrying about like health, instead of stop eating the bad stuff, I'm just going to stop reading the newspapers. But anyway, I'll share this with you because it's mad, isn't it? You would think some of these ice lollies and things are just, you know, how bad can that be? It's just frozen juice or squash or something. But no, some of these things are terrible for you. And all the ones I like, they've done the health values and stuff and how good they are, you know, various lollies and ice creams and things. The one good thing from this, they've given them an out of five rating. A 99 from a Mr. Whippy kind of van isn't too bad for you. 3 out of 5 health rating, with 5 being good, 1 being rubbish. So 3 out of 5, that's not too bad. I mean, obviously don't have loads because it's quite high fat. But things like in that ice pops, you remember ice pops? There's just the sort of little see-through plastic tube full of, you know, juice, and you shove it in the freezer. 1 out of 5, rubbish for you, full of chemicals apparently. So don't have one of those. And my other favourite, a Magnum, a lovely Walls Magnum, 2 out of 5 health rating. So like I said, I'm just gonna stop reading the papers instead. Never, don't give things up. Just give up reading. I think it's probably safer. Right, 9:10. Good morning. Hope you're okay. Loads and loads and loads of stuff going on. Obviously, part of the aim of this show is to give you some ideas of things to do this weekend. And boy, you're spoilt for choice this weekend. There is so much going on. Festivals. Lots of those. Bromsgrove Carnival is on as well today, so we'll have a little chat about that in the next 5 or 10 minutes and find out what's going on. They've got a samba band there. There's all sorts of things going on. Big parade and a procession through Bromsgrove town centre. Some of the roads are closed, and that we'll let you know exactly what in a minute. Westfest is on in Malvern, another one of those sort of great outdoory things to go out and just, you know, enjoy on a day like today. When the weather's not so good, not such fun, but today it's going to be great. If you're off to Eastern Castle tonight to see Jules Holland, we'll have a chat to one of the acts on the bill, Joel Plaskett, fantastic artist from Nova Scotia. So he's currently supporting Jules on a load of UK dates, so we had a little chat with him. And if you like your beer, and let's be honest, if we're worried about, you know, if we're worried about 1 or 2 ice creams, let's not even consider the consequences of having a few beers down the beer festival. Mind you, I suppose it's organic, isn't it? Real ale and that kind of thing. The beer festival in the Wye Valley is on this weekend. They ran out of beer last year, but it's not going to happen this time round. Find out why later on. I suppose it's a compliment, isn't it, if you run out of beer early? I suppose it's been such a success. Not so good if you come on the day when they run out. Chicago first, Hard to Say I'm Sorry at BBC Hereford and Worcester. 9:15, BBC Hereford and Worcester. That's what they call in the trade a 1980s power ballad. Chicago, good song, that Hard to Say I'm Sorry. Right, carnival season, festival season, just sort of outdoor season, really. Everyone getting out and about and doing cool stuff. Today, it's the Bromsgrove Carnival, and we'll be finding out about it in just a second.
Wake up with Howard Bentham at breakfast.
Time after time.
Cyndi Lauper.
Time after time.
What are you whispering for?
Time after time.
BBC Hereford and Worcester. That's time after time. It's 9:23. Good morning, I'm Elliot Webb. It is going to be bakingly hot this weekend. We'll be speaking to Paul DeMar in about 5 minutes, the man who knows everything there is to do about weather in the world ever. He'll tell us exactly what's going on. I think it's supposed to be the hottest weekend of the year so far, and we've had some quite hot ones, but it's actually looking out of the window at the moment. It is sort of sunny, but it's quite cloudy as well. I think it's going to be one of those sunny-ish days, but a bit muggy as well. It gets a bit weird when it goes like this. I mean, bear in mind, I'm sat in an air-conditioned studio. I'm hot in here. It is warm. So I've been looking at a few things, some tips to keep yourself cool. Okay, and these are genuine tips that apparently work. Okay, so because a lot of people don't like the heat. Quite a few people, you know, especially if you don't do hot very well, it can be a real pain days like today. So I found a few. These are genuine ones that apparently work. You may want to try some of these. Eating a curry. It's a bit early for that, to be fair, at 9:25. But spicy foods make you sweat, which will help you lower your body temperature. So there's tip one for you. Have a curry for breakfast. The hotter the better. Get a nice vindaloo in you. Very nice. I don't think your family and friends will like you very much for the rest of the day, but crack on. Think of snow. Is tip number two. This apparently works. I have no idea how, but imagining snow and cold and ice will make you feel chilled. Researchers suggest that picturing a snowy environment can actually lower your body temperature. So try that one. Have a little think about snow. Why? I don't know. I've got mixed feelings on this one. I don't think this is practical. Have a wet t-shirt competition. Run your t-shirt or shirt underneath the cold tap, wring it out and then put it on. It will cool you off as it dries. That may well work, but I think, to be fair, if you are a lady of certain proportions, it's going to cause a few problems, isn't it? There's no way you can go and do your shopping in a wet t-shirt. You're going to get looks. So possibly don't try that. Right, we'll check the roads as well. You don't want to be stuck in any traffic on a day like today. And the weather coming up. First up, Amy Winehouse, BBC Hereford and Worcester. I love that song, it's great. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, BBC Hereford and Worcester. Black is definitely not a colour to wear either as well. When it's hot, you know what I mean? It absorbs all the sun, doesn't it? You want to wear white. That's what you want to wear, nice and cool. Keep yourself nice and fresh. Let's find out how the roads are doing, because you don't want to be stuck in the car on a day like today.
Travel update.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Lee San has got the latest. How's it going?
Well, indeed, you don't want to be stuck in your car. And looking at the roads at the moment, it's not likely that you will be. If you're making a journey, it's pretty straightforward across both counties at the moment, with no accidents. And if you do spot a problem, call the travel hotline on 0845 300 5004.
Did you hear the tip earlier on about wet t-shirt? Keeps you nice and cool, Lee San?
Yep, I'm sat in my wet t-shirt right now.
You're not
now.
Sat in a wet t-shirt.
Am.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. It's not acceptable at work. Okay.
Well, you might electrocute yourself as well. Health and safety issues on all
it's
that equipment.
True. Yeah.
Any idea? Do you get hot? Does it trouble you, the heat?
I like it hot, but not this hot type person for me. And so I'll put little bits of ice cubes or cold water on your pulse points, on your wrists and your neck.
Does that work?
It does, because that's where the blood is most sort of prominently pumped around. So if it cools down there, it gets to the rest of your body.
Oh, look at you getting all scientific.
Yeah.
Look at you, Carol Vorderman there.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lisa.
The latest travel online at bbc.co.uk/Hereford and Worcester.
Hey, look at that, bit of science from Lee Sam. Let's have some of these. If you got any tips on keeping cool on the hottest day of the year, or one of the hottest days of the year, well, actually, we'll find out if it is in a minute, because Paul DeMar in a sec. Text me, 81333. You've got to start your text with HW, otherwise it won't get to me, all right? So HW, and then your message. So tips on keeping cool, please, if you have any. Little suggestions for keeping yourself, from getting all sweaty and hot. 81333, start your text with HW. So, Paul DeMari, how muggy and hot and sweaty is it going to be today?
Aircheckdownloads.com.